And there was Chunked from Kingsport, Tennessee, with the song Pulsing Excrement. It's probably pulsing because of Eastman Chemical Company and Kingsport. And that was from their album, Inhaling the Infestation, released in 2024. Before Chunked was Sun Mantra from Knoxville, Tennessee, with their single Cosmic Law, released in 2024. And again, we started that little micro block of some extreme metal examples in Central Appalachia with Kjarn and the song Eternal. That was from their 2025 album, Reincarnated. And now we're going to move along. Believe it or not, we're getting close to the end of the show. Can't believe it's already been an hour. I've been with you guys, so yeah, we're getting there. And we're going to do a little dark indie rock, mainly in Central Appalachia, with a couple of somewhat outliers, slightly outside the region, but great songs anyways. But let's start this block, at our last block here on Maximum Rock and Roll for this week. Let's start with Asheville, North Carolina's Puppy Chain, and this song is Loch Ness. How about that? We'll be right back. And that's going to conclude our last little mini block here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Hal from Johnson City, Tennessee, spelled H-A-A-L, with the song Feeling Whole Again from their 2020 album, Mind in the Works. Before Hal was Pubby Chain with the song Loch Ness. They're also from Asheville, North Carolina. And that was from their 2024 album, Strange Water. And believe it or not, that's going to bring us to the end of this episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. So glad you joined us. I'm so glad you joined me on my first show as a DJ in rotation here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed some Appalachian rock and roll. So yeah, we're going to end it now with a band from Eastern North Carolina. A little bit out of the region, but nonetheless great. And I really fell in love with this band. Probably one of the loudest bands I'd ever seen live, believe it or not. They're not even really a metal band. Really dark wave, dark, you know, definitely on the heavy side for sure. But yeah, from Eastern North Carolina, we're going to end the show here with Wailing Storms. And this is from their 2017 album, Sick City, the first track off that album, and that's Hurricane Trash Wave. So yeah, thanks you for joining. My name is Carrie, and you're tuned in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. To listen to Maximum Rock and Roll, go to MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. If you'd like to send your music to Maximum Rock and Roll, please send one copy of vinyl, CD, or cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. Find us on Twitter at MRR Radio. Subscribe and rate Maximum Rock and Roll Radio wherever you find your podcasts. If you'd like to donate to keep Maximum Rock and Roll Radio going, please go to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. Again, we're going to end it out now with Wailing Storms, Hurricane Trash Wave. Catch you next time. We'll be right back.
think it's stopped to rest.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in for Who Knows What Music I'll Bring to You at 6 a.m. on Wednesdays. You'll hear On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc right here on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio.